This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'lenishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem for kol choy le'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We're talking now about, we're going to go into a little bit of a different topic, we're going to talk now about people who get Malkus. They've done something, an avera that gets them Malkus. And the Mishnah is going to first talk about averas that are chayve krisus, because it's coming to tell us that chayve krisus also gets Malkus. Someone who's killed by Bezdin does not get Malkus also, but someone who is chayve kares does get Malkus. These are the people who get Malkus. Now we're going to talk about people who are chayve kares. Now, specifically, what we're going to talk about are people who are erva, someone who someone's not supposed to have relations with, and they have the relations, in a, those that are mechuyev, some of them are mechuyev misa from Bezdin, but those that are mechuyev karis, those are being now elaborated, enumerated here. Habala choysoi, if he has with his sister, bala chois aviv, or the sister of his father, bala chois imoy, or the sister of his mother, v'alachos ishtai, or the sister of his wife, v'alachos achiv, or the wife of his brother, v'alachos achi aviv, or the wife of the brother of his father's brother. So those are right here. We're going to show you. This is a person, a man, and these are the people that we're talking about. Those are ervas. It is his sister, his this would be, let's say, his father, so his father's brother's wife, his father's sister, his mother's sister, right? We didn't say about his mother because his mother's mechuyev bidei adam, right? And his brother's wife, his wife's sister. So those are all considered the type of erva that he would be mechuyev karis for, and therefore he would get Malkus. Va'ala nida, someone who's a nida, they're also, it's karis, and therefore they get Malkus. Almana, now we're going to change over now to, we're going to talk now about people who are mechuyev, it's because of a lav that they're mechuyev the Malkus for, but it's a, but it comes to teach us things. And I'm going to explain. Almana l'koyen gadol, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry someone who's an almana, who had been married before, even though her husband died, did not divorce her. Grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedit, or a person who is divorced, or someone who had chalitza to get out of yibum, for a kohen hedit, somebody who's not the kohen gadol. Either one, they're not supposed to, they have a lav to get married to them, and therefore they would get makas for it. Mamzeres and Asinu Yisrael, these are people who their parents, they were over their veris, and therefore they are a mamzer or an asina or to a yid who's a man, or bas Yisrael, a yid who's a girl, a lady yid, yidina, lenosin lamamzer, somebody who is a male who's a nasan or a mamzer. Almana, a widow, v'grusha, if she's both, meaning she first was married, her husband passed away. Second got married, her husband divorced her. Now she wants to get married to a kohen gadol. So now she's not allowed to get married to him for two reasons. One, because she's an almana, and the other one, because she's a grusha, right? So here, Meis Baal HaRishon, this is a lady, this is the Kohen Gadol, she wants to get married to him, but if she would, she'd be over two things. One, because this man, he had already passed away, and this man had already divorced her. He is over if he marries her and would get two times Malkus, or at least twice that he'd be chayef to get Malkus. Grusha v'chalutza, if she's both a divorcee and she's also she had chalitza. So here's a depiction of that. Here's a kohen hedyet. So he's not mechuyev against a almana, but if it's a grusha v'chalutza, yes. So here she had, this lady had first a husband who died, who then the second, his brother, gave her yibum. Not yibum, sorry. He instead of giving her yibum, he gave her chalitza. And this is the second husband who gave her now a get. So he's not to be getting married to her for two reasons. However, because the reason of chalutza is part of the iser of grusha, therefore chayev aleha mishem echad bivad. Grusha of chalutza ain chayev aleha ela mishem echad bivad is only considered one avera that encompasses both of them. So therefore, he would only be mechuyev for one avera, one set of malkus. Yasha koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.